Researchers presenting at the Black Hat Security Conference in Las Vegas delivered what many in the field are calling the year's most consequential cybersecurity finding. AI is now operating inside live cyberattacks in real time, not as a planning tool used beforehand, but as an autonomous decision-making layer adapting dynamically to defensive responses during the attack. AI on the offensive, Black Hat's warning, and the Acton murder case itself. If a network defender blocks one attack vector, the AI identifies alternatives without human direction, iterating at speeds human operators cannot match. The result is an asymmetry that already existed at human timescales. Attackers working for months against defenders scrambling for hours, now compressing further toward the attacker's advantage. The security implications for enterprise networks and critical infrastructure are direct. The response playbooks developed over the past decade were calibrated to human speed attacks, and they require fundamental re-engineering. Automated defense is no longer a premium option but a minimum viable posture, though automated systems, by their nature, can also fail at speed. Separately, President Trump this week signed a memo authorizing offensive cyber operations against foreign criminal organizations, expanding the mandate of U.S. Cyber Command and relevant agencies to preemptively target ransomware groups and organized cybercrime operations with foreign state connections or safe harbor. A case from Acton, Massachusetts, demands careful handling rather than sensational framing. A 17-year-old named Arjun Aravind was arrested Wednesday following a manhunt after two bodies, his mother and brother, were discovered in the family home. Prosecutors allege he used ChatGPT to research the killings beforehand. What prosecutors appear to be describing is ChatGPT used as a research tool, comparable in function to a search engine, rather than AI facilitating the crime in any direct technical sense. OpenAI has extensive content filtering designed to prevent exactly this kind of use, whether those filters were bypassed or whether the information was obtained through queries the model considered benign are separate and consequential questions. The caution warranted here is one of proportionality. Libraries, encyclopedias, and search engines have all been used to research violent acts throughout history. The singling out of ChatGPT reflects the current focal point of public anxiety rather than necessarily the distribution of causal responsibility. Criminal responsibility for a double homicide rests with the person who committed it. The case will nevertheless drive legislative attention toward AI content filtering, and OpenAI will face pointed questions that are, on their own terms, legitimate policy conversations.